You ready?
Happy birthday, Bobby! So, welcome to this episode of Connie's podcast. My name is Pau, and I'm Icon Pick Fix.
My name is Din. I'm Icon Fast Fiction.
So, we're lazing around in our room.
Yeah, so today is Bobby's birthday.
Yay!
And it's very close to Christmas. So, might as well celebrate our Christmas get-together today with PD Nim, who's in the next bed.
Yay!
With our friend.
With our other special guest from another K-pop fan.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Don't worry. It's the one you also like.
FYI.
We're friends with her and her fan.
We approve of her fan.
Generally, it's like a large...
I love your friends with her. She's...
We approve of her fandom.
Yes, yes. Maybe next time we can orient her into Icon.
Yes.
Yeah, so we will have more episodes coming up with all the people we're trying to convert to become Iconics. From friends to fellow Iconics. That's the goal.
That's the mission of Dane.
Yeah. But anyway, we digress. As always. So we're recording this on December 21. So on top of it being Bobby's birthday, our Christmas get-together, we figured we'd record a year-end episode.
Yay!
Because, yeah, to close out the year when we started what Pa would say would be the craziest thing she's ever done for a K-pop group.
This is the craziest thing I've ever
which
done.
Which is to start a podcast. And so we're just gonna look back at the year.
Yeah, it has been quite a year for us and also for our fellow Iconics.
Yes. And so we'll remember both the good, the bad, and of
the
course
sad, the happy.
Sad, the happy. And of course, looking forward also
to 2020. Yeah.
Yay.
Because we're sure that 2020 would be so much better than 2019. Definitely.
Yes.
We're claiming it.
Yeah, that it only gets better from here.
Yes. For this episode, we have quite a few segments. So, our first segment would be our appreciation for Bobby because
birthday,
it's his birthday!
Bobby!
So, like what we mentioned, we are actually recording this on Bobby's birthday. So, today is December 21 and it's his 25th, right? 25th!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, 25 na si Kuya.
Korean age.
Korean age.
International age, 24. Yeah.
Yes. So, actually, we haven't really done our rounds of cup sleeve events kasi ang dami nila.
Yeah.
I was supposed to make a thread in Twitter, but all the cup sleeve events keep on popping out.
Yeah.
To the point that last minute cup sleeve events were organized. And I really think that a lot of PH Iconics are so in love with Bobby.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to make a shout out to my moots. Whom I met a while ago. Hi, hey, Tin, Cha, hey, you will. So, hello. I'm pretty sure that they're listening to our podcast.
Yay!
And also, I want to promote, just in case this podcast comes out on the 27th, just in case. So, on the 28th, I'm hosting a cup sleeve event.
Yay!
So
for
I'm,
the first time.
Yes, for the first time. So, I'm doing this. So solo muna ho because Dane is gonna be somewhere else as well as PD Nim. I hope someone...
PD Nim can make it at that.
Yeah, she mentioned. So I'll be there in Brewology distributing cup sleeve or actually air holders of for Bobby's birthday. I am doing this and teaming up with Team Bobby in PH. So... Ang username nila is Bobby in DOPH. So many thanks for also partnering with me. In fairness, maganda yung holders nila. It's like purple.
Yeah.
Which PD Nim's favorite color. I also want to make a shout out to Tin, who is G1G1 underscore. I met her a while ago and she gave me freebies to distribute during the event on the 28th in Brewology. So ito yung ASMR.
Just a sneak peek. Or sneak listen to what you will get.
I will be posting
this. These are so cute.
Yeah, you can have a look.
Can I touch them?
She also
adorbs.
Yeah, and she also gave me like a
wow. Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Fan arts. And
oh my gosh, these are so adorable. Yeah.
So thank you so much, G1G1 underscore in Twitter, for giving me some freebies. Mm-hmm. And I will be also distributing my own freebies, by the way. So
oh really? What are you gonna be? What are your freebies gonna be?
So the set, well, for the early birds, the set is going to be like Winnie the Pooh keychain, uh-huh, and then some Bobby fan art stickers. And then on my end, I will be distributing photo cards.
Oh, cool!
So everyone will get photo cards.
Yeah.
But limited lang yung stickers ng na fan art. So,
wow, and also that's that so Winnie the Pooh. Man, I wish I could go, but I can't.
Yeah, because of
please fangirl for me. Yeah.
So many, many thanks. And also, please support my mood, Sewell. He draws like good fan art. Mm-hmm. And I think his
what
recent...
What is his handle?
Oh, his handle is Ewellconic. Nice. So, yes, please support him because he draws, like, good fan art.
PD Nim saw one of his works, like, earlier today, she was telling us, na parang it looked so real. She was pretty amazed.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like, I think it was Bobby, right? It looked like Bobby's face was coming out of the page.
Yeah.
Because it looked so real.
Yeah.
So,
we haven't been to any Cup Sleeve. Well, I've been to one Cup Sleeve event of Bobby last Sunday.
Right, how was it?
It was nice because the event place was quite small. It's actually just a pop-up store.
Yeah.
A kiosk in SM North EDSA. Uh-huh. Sobrang nice nung handlers. Yung handlers nito is like si Bring the Chaos and Queen of Icon and si Joy. Joy is for Bobby. Yun yung handle niya.
Yeah.
Really nice people and they're also selling out some fan stuff.
Oh,
so just in case, I think they have one right now actually in SM Fairview.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Right now, I mean today, like Bobby's birthday.
Yeah.
But yun nga, Dane, what's your reaction? Like a lot of Iconics are actually holding a Bobby Cup Sleeve event.
I think it's great. I guess in a way I also expected it. I mean Bobby is well loved in the Philippines, so Pao and I, our first ever Cup Sleeve event was actually for Bobby last year in Brewology. I mean, I did kind of expect that there will be a lot of support. I know there's even an ad in the MOA Globe.
Yeah, right now.
It may be happening right now. And well, yeah, we're here in the area, but we don't know if we're going to be able to see it. But yeah, like that's great. So hopefully there will be more, not just for Bobby, but also for the other members. I know there's like a really nice Harry Potter themed birthday event for Donghyuk. And there's one where it's
upcoming
like
upcoming January.
Yeah, and there's like a joint one also for Chanu, Donghyuk, and Yunyoung, I think even. So like Q1 is a time where a lot of the icons celebrate their birthdays. Yeah. So I do remember kind of coming into 2019.
Yeah.
Attending, so I mean like going to all these cafes and getting cups. So hopefully in 2020, ganon ulit. So, looking forward. And, like, hopefully, Pao hosts more Cup Sleeve events. And I'd also love to, like, join as well and put together something. So,
hopefully, then me and PD Nim will have something for you guys soon. Time lang talaga yung kalaban namin right now.
Yeah, we have some ideas on, like, where to hold it and, like, what to do. It's just, hopefully life allows us to get it done in time. So we'll see. I think what I really enjoy about Cup Sleeve events is like, well, you get to discover new cafes, but you also get a chance to meet like other fellow Iconics, unless you're really shy, which happens to us sometimes, but sometimes you get to meet other people then. So it's a great chance to just fangirl with new people. So you should go and check it out.
Aside from Cup Sleeve events, no, internationally, like a lot of Iconics and Bobbics gave him a gift, and the gifts are mostly sneakers, man. So I really feel like December babies are into sneakers because I'm also into sneakers. Like, I bought a lot of sneakers this year.
Right! So, Pao shares a birthday month with Bobby. So, everyone, please greet her. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Earlier this month, still. Never too late.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so your Cup Sleeve event should be like a joint birthday
Bobby
thing.
I should blow a cake for Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay. So, nakakatuwa kasi there are a lot of fan sites are actually giving him sneakers. And yeah. These are not like the
not like
RTW sneakers.
Not like, the sneakers we wear.
These are mostly personalized sneakers. Mm-hmm. So one of the sneakers that I saw would mm-hmm. be the Gucci and the
with a wave. Surf with a wave, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's one more that I shared, I think. Just
I think
recently.
That's a regular, like it's not personalized for Bobby, but maybe like a limited edition.
Yeah. I shared to PDNIM and to Dean recently that they also gave him a personalized Air Jordans.
There.
Oh my gosh. I mean, pal ang dami niyong pera. So, but yeah, I'm pretty sure like we will spot these sneakers. It's going to be worn by Bobby like one of these days. So, watch out.
It's going to be so exciting when he actually does. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be great.
Yep. And then for this year, I think I really like the fact that there are a lot of Raon and Bobby content. I'm such a blessed Nuna.
It was the year of Bobby Samchon.
Yes,
or Bobby Uncle Bobby.
The Uncle Bobby moment.
Yeah.
I follow yung kuya ni Bobby and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I
got Raon's parents.
Yeah. I get a lot of content of Raon, but I think it's more special when I see Bobby Samchon taking care of Raon, like walking him somewhere,
yeah,
or
walking around in Hongdae.
Yeah,
and so cute
in the mall, diba? Nung nasa US sila when they were in Virginia visiting. So Bobby would push his stroller and all that, and randomly play with Raon and like, hello, cute plus cute. Oh my gosh, wala na.
Yeah,
my life is done.
And it's so cute because just last year when Raon was a newborn, like the first time they met.
Yeah.
I mean, when Bobby's mom gave Raon to him and he was so nervous carrying him, it was the cutest thing. But now, like, he's kind of gotten into becoming Bobby Samchon. And Raon's a little bigger, so, you know, it's not as scary to carry him around. It's really nice to see him kind of mature and become Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob. So, ano, nakikita na ba natin yung future na Bobby,
what happens
Bobby
next
Appa
after being an uncle?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm pretty sure na matagal pa to. Close lang the segment. Or,
yeah. Wait, what's your birthday wish? Since
I'm
you're
Bobby.
He's your bias.
My birthday wish for him is that I just want him to be happy, really. Because, you know, this year has been really a very trying year.
Yeah.
Not only for Icon, not only for the Iconics, but mostly, of course, for Bobby. And I remember he mentioned that in one of his ments, that he just wants to be happy in 2020. And since also the year is coming to an end, I just wish him happiness for his 25th year. That's it.
Yeah.
And love.
Therefore, we wish for Bobby to get his wish
in 2020. We did mention that this episode would be more of highlights of Iconics Icon and us as fangirls of 2019.
So this is our year-end report. Or 2019 in review as Iconics. And so we're just gonna
do a rundown.
Yeah, a rundown of the ones that we kind of remembered.
Yeah.
Our roommates, PD Nim included, are already eating the pizza
Mojos
and chicken that we ordered. So we want to finish this podcast. Kidding! And we also have a bottle each of soju. So
and two bottles
we'll
of wine.
There.
So we'll get there. Like the drunk Bobby and Junbab.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Before that. So we want to look back at the year as Iconics.
Yes.
And we'll name, how many are these? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Quite a lot, actually.
Yeah. So we'll just, well, we were aiming for 7. In case we lose track of counting and give more, please forgive us.
Yeah.
It's been a long year, like there's a lot that's happened. Our first sort of
highlight
of the year was our DIY
Icon
tour in Seoul.
Which is actually, we featured this one in our first 3 episodes.
Yeah. So we won't like talk about it
that much
now.
If you just want, listen to our first 3 episodes.
But yeah, that was so fun. I think that was the first time that I seriously devoted an entire trip, I mean, pretty much, right? To fangirling. And it was really great.
I think for me, what made it special or what made me think that it's a highlight of my 2019 is that that's also the first time that I went out of Seoul City.
Right.
So.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, so.
And it was for?
It was for Yunyeong and Song-oma. The whole time that Dane and I were together during that trip, it was not even our ordinary Korea trip. It's it was actually an icon trip.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a great trip. But we also, I guess, wanted to close out the year with another Korea trip. So we just went last November. Yeah. And even though it wasn't a fully icon-inspired or dedicated
but that was
trip,
a day, right? That
Dane,
Pidinem, and I went on like a sort of icon leg.
Yeah, we revisited. And I guess a highlight that we can add to this major highlight is we went back to Yunyoung's family's restaurant.
It was quite special also. Because for that trip, I actually brought my hanbin doll. Shoutouts to Nerdy Ben for creating a really nice looking hanbin doll. So my plan is to do a travel con hashtag, which I did this 2019. And I was able to bring my hanbin doll to Yunyoung's family's restaurant. Quite the end of the leg, I made hanbin posts dun sa counter with some Yunyoung stickers. Yeah. And then when Song-oma saw it, she was like, who's the doll? And then I said, hanbin ah. And then she said something.
She totally laughed.
Yeah.
I guess she was expecting the doll was going to be Yunyoung because but then she was there. So I guess like she thought that was funny. So she had a hearty laugh.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she said something.
She said something Korean. That right now, until now, we can't figure it out.
Yeah.
We did ask our friends about it.
No Korean.
But then...
Yeah.
No one can decipher what it was.
But the thing that we remember and at least understand from what she said is that she called
Hanbini.
So she called Hanbin Hanbini. It was very clear she said Hanbini, and we just thought it was so adorable because
I think she repeated it like how so many times, like Hanbini.
Oh,
yeah,
Hanbini.
She was saying that.
Yeah, so really it just goes to show how close sort of their families are, like the Icon Voices families are, and so that was adorable. And also our non-iconic friend who we're trying to turn into an iconic, Song-oma, put her arm around her.
Yeah.
And our friend is Okilig, and yeah, that was cute. One and step closer to becoming an iconic.
Gorgie is not even like a full-fledged iconic.
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. We have an episode with her. Please watch out for it. She's hilarious. And please help us turn her into an icon.
I'm pretty sure that PD Nim will have a hard time editing that episode.
That's why it's taking a while. So that was a good additional highlight to our very first highlight.
So our next highlight would be the Osaka trip in which we saw them for the Japan
for the
2019
concert.
Tour.
Yeah.
We did a very quick episode here. Yeah. I think it's episode 9.
Yeah.
In which we also talked about like what are the moments that we had in that Japan concert.
Yeah.
Dane and I cried. Like, we kind of have an ugly crying moment.
Yeah.
So, if you want to know why we cried, please listen to episode 9.
And the episode is so raw because we recorded it, like, on the same day after the concert. And PD Nim barely did anything to the edits. Like, it's pretty raw. Like, our actual sort of unedited, unfiltered feeling. So, yeah, sometimes, like, I like that. I like that episode. It was fun to record. A bit bittersweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, just something to remember this year by as well.
Normally, here in the Philippines, a pre-concert would be MVs and people shouting when they see the icon members and all that. But for that leg, instead of showing MVs, they showed the photo shoot of Jun-1. Do you remember?
Oh,
that?
yes, there were some bits of that.
And Dane, what was it? Describe your feels.
I mean, that was like, I guess, another minor highlight of my year. Was like, for the first time ever, I can't believe I actually purchased an online digital magazine. because I wanted to support Junae and Jinan. So that was great. Like, I remember just when those photos came out, like, Stan Twitter was crazy for Junwon. So yeah, seeing them on the screen at the concert was pretty fun.
I remember seeing that, and I was telling Dana, oh, ayan na naman, they're being sensual and all.
I know, it's like...
Because it's like the background music was also like...
Oh yeah, in the concert. That's right.
And it's all black and white, right?
I think some they made like some parts of it. Yeah, like grayscale for some reason.
And what was your highlight to that day? And come on, say it. Say it, say
what?
It.
What?
The showering.
Oh,
Junie.
That's not true.
What else?
No, I can't decide. But like, he looked really good there. And he was working out even. So, but like, we have issues with some pictures up there where like, his face is super dry, but his body is like wet. Or his face is wet, but his body is dry. Can't remember exactly. I'm gonna check on it later. But this is something that was raised by the I Hate / I Love Junae Club. It's like, boy, what are you doing? Like, you know, pick one. Are you like dripping in sweat, or are you dry? Anyway, this clip might be taken out of context, so I'm just gonna shut up about it.
Oh my god, yeah. PD Nim and friend is already drinking. OMG.
Oh my god.
So that's our cue to make this
to
fast.
Get this done.
So we all know that 2019 is a very trying year for Iconics because of June 12th. And we talked about that during episode 4. We dedicated a very long episode for Hanbin and what happened and how Iconics felt about and how we felt about it. But I think there's a turning point. The turning point is when Bobby posted a video of Hanbin during his birthday.
Yes, of course I remember.
How was it, Dane, when you saw that post? Like, were you shocked? Were you happy?
I mean, that day, and I imagine a lot of Iconics share the same sentiment. Like, we were silently, secretly waiting, you know, for one of the boys to say something or do something, give a sign that, you know, they remember that it's Hanbin's birthday. Like, I think there was a fan meet or a fan sign event that day in Japan. So we were hoping for signs there. It was towards the end of the day, actually, when Bobby posted. And I legitimately, like, I didn't cry, I think, but I almost did. Like, it was just so emotional and just, like, a flood of relief, almost, that, oh my gosh, they still...
Remember.
Kind of remember. They really still do sort of, you know, still
They stepped out of their comfort zone, actually. Yeah. For me, I think that was also a statement that they do want to say happy birthday to Hanbin, even when we all know that there's, you know, an issue going on.
Yeah, and it's really props to sort of Bobby stepping up and really kind of doing that. Because in truth, he didn't have to do it. He could have privately greeted Hanbin.
Right.
So I also feel like he did it for Hanbin, but honestly, I feel like he also did it for the fans, for Iconics, just to give them comfort that, hey, you know, like, we haven't forgotten him. So I remember Donghyuk posted, it wasn't as overt, but it was a picture of like a flower, like the birth flower of Hanbin, I think. And so it was also like another sort of sign. That just gave me so much comfort. And sometimes, I mean, obviously they're still sort of not all together now. And there are hints and signs of a comeback looming.
Yeah.
Probably 2020.
First quarter.
Like, yes. Honestly, it's hard to know how to feel about those things. Like, you know, it's very conflicting. But I just, and whenever I feel conflicted or like, I don't know, unsure or uncomfortable or just not, you know, not understanding my feelings.
Yeah.
I go back to Bobby's sort of post and say, you know what, it's fine. Like, you know, this is the reality I want. I'm just going to stick to it. So, and then whatever happens in the future, like, that's just, you know, we're just going to deal with it.
For me, so, I really think that they're watching us also because we have been asking, right? A lot of fans are actually tagging them in Twitter and even in Instagram, like, do you still remember Hanbin, or can you please tell us if you miss Hanbin, or something like that, or a tone on such messages. And I think for me that's also my comfort, that they're watching over the Iconics, and that's also a warning for us that they're watching us. So please behave. Let's all behave, guys.
Be happy and keep the peace.
Yes.
So
LabGam actually posted a happy birthday post. And a lot of fans are actually saying that maybe it's really Hanbin who's behind the LabGam account.
Yeah.
We're not really sure. But, you know, as a fangirl, I really hope that it's him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And there was also this post by this noodle shop that's near LabGam, and it had Bobby's signature. Bobby signed something of theirs, and they posted it. And so, and that's like, obviously, I mean, it's near the shop of Hanbin's mom, and so, you know, we therefore, as
fangirls,
fangirl clowns, assume that maybe they hung out. So, we can only hope, and
It's free to, sabi nga in Tagalog, libre nga
libre
naman.
Mga Arab, umasa, etc.
Pero masakit umasa. Just a segue, we also went to LabGam last trip.
On the trip, yeah.
And it was quite an emotional also in a way because we took pictures like the door where the silhouette of Hanbin is, the pictures of Hanbin, and then also the fan graffiti wall.
Yeah.
And of course, the blossoming tree beside LabGam.
Yeah.
Of course, we did also the thumbprint.
We did the heart, we followed the rules.
Yeah.
So, just as a side highlight to that trip, there was a time at some point in the year when, I don't know why, I don't know how it started, but somehow everyone in the Stan Twitterverse was swerving to Hanbin's uncle's lane.
Yeah!
Bulldog Samchon. Incidentally, he was the one manning the store when we went.
Yeah. In all fairness, he gave us hot tea.
Yeah, with like branded cups. Of LabGam.
Parang medyo, parang, oh my god, we have to buy something.
But yeah, so that was kind of a funny memory from the year as well. It's like, oh, we miss Hanbin so much, but like, okay, let's just like stan the uncle. So that was kind of hilarious.
And just so you know, they're also selling the perfume, I think the room spray, and the body perfume called 1221. So guess who?
Right.
Guess who that perfume is for? So the Instagram of Bobby for Hanbin's birthday, quote-unquote Hanbin's Instagram photo for Bobby's birthday, and the 1221.
Double B is real.
Yes, that's true. Double B is indeed
real. Dream Bob was real for this year, though, too, right?
Bob Dog is also. Oh my gosh.
All the ships kind of flew this year.
All the ships. Definitely all the ships.
Yeah. So.
So the ship of Bobby is actually. All the ships of Bobby.
Yeah.
They're strong.
They're strong.
Okay. So, I'm not really an avid watcher of the vlogs, to be honest. I really don't have time to sit and watch the vlogs, but Dane here watches the vlogs of Chanung Sari, and these
I'm a little behind on Yunyoung's vlogs. Please don't hate me. I mean, it's just we're really busy, and I feel like you need a certain mood to watch Yunyoung's vlogs. And so he went live yesterday. Was that yesterday? He baked on YouTube. And that was adorable, but I had to go to work, so I couldn't finish it. I haven't seen his latest vlog. Yeah. Actually, I haven't seen Chanu's latest vlog either. But I do follow Chanu's more religiously, and I try to catch up with Yunyoung.
Just so you know, guys, there's a reason why we release most of our episodes on a Friday.
Yeah.
Why is it, Dane?
I can't remember, but I think it was because what Chanu season ended, and so we were like, okay, let's try to post something because Chanu's not
every Friday. Well, not every Friday, but
like on Fridays.
On Fridays. Yeah. So we actually align with Chanu Sari's releases. What's your favorite episode of Chanu Sari?
Oh my gosh, I was literally just gonna ask you that. Jinx for Chanu. He was so cute with all the baseball stuff. with Dong Hyuk too, like And then, when he was drawing his merch, he looked like such a little boy. That was cute. And then he seriously just looks like a baseball fanboy. So, it's adorable seeing him with, like, the managers. And Dong-hyuk looks so attractive in those videos. Like, there's, like, you can barely see his face, but I don't know. Sobrang iba. To that point, sorry, I keep jumping, but there's just a lot of highlights. Dong-hyuk in Osaka was a highlight for me for the year. So, like, he transformed, and you'll hear that in another podcast, but I just wanted to bring it up here. So. But yeah, going back to Chanu's vlogs, My favorite was all the baseball episodes. What about you?
Oh, my favorite yung episode nila in which they ate stuff from the fans.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Not season 2.
Basta yun yung favorite ko. Bakit ba?
That's fine.
Pero yun talaga. Na, ah, for season 2, it's the Bobby episode.
Oh, right. They were playing hilarious. That weird, creepy video game with the jump scares. Yeah, that was kind of funny too. So, yeah.
I like that episode kasi wala akong ibang ginawa kundi tumawa dun sa episode no. Every single time that it would be so funny, I had to pause because I might miss something.
Yeah. So if you haven't yet, please subscribe to both their channels.
Yeah, Chanu.
Like and subscribe. Yeah, and please support them. Like, Chanu's aiming for 500,000. Well, as of a couple of days ago, he needed 10,000 more. So,
come on, Iconics.
Let's do this.
Do your magic before 2019 ends.
Yeah, let's give him 500,000.
How about for Yunyoung? Have you, like, seen his episodes?
So the one I remember kind of distinctly was the one where he was eating ramyun ASMR, just because that came out.
Oh my god.
When we were having dinner in Yunyoung's family's restaurant.
Yeah, I remember.
So, yeah.
Actually, my favorite episodes would be the ASMR episode. Because, to be honest, I really don't get it. Why do you need an ASMR episode? Am I just supposed to watch you eat and, you know, hear all those crunch of
Well, we once went to a mall in Korea to just watch them sign stuff. I guess is a thing.
And so, that's this year as launching the Mexican.
Another highlight. So yeah.
We just love watching them do things that is weird or enough, like, to watch.
Yeah, like ordinary but like weird to watch. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. But Pao, what is an ordinary activity that Bobby does that you would like to watch him do? And please keep it PG.
Staring at my eyes.
Oh my gosh. Actually, iniisip ko na siya kanina pa.
Kaya kinikilig siya, guys.
No.
Mayroon may hate na rin.
What's the weirdest thing that Bobby will do? And I was just like, want to stare at him. I think I mentioned this in one of the podcasts. That I want to stare at him while he's playing video games shirtless.
Hey, that was me!
No, that was me! That was me!
Okay, fact check us. Please go back to the episode.
Kaya kita pinapili lang because that's my fantasy. Like, watch naked Bobby play his video games.
For the record, I said that even if he wasn't naked, I would watch him. So, wait, I don't know if that makes me creepier. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know if it's creepier that I want to watch him naked. Half naked to be. Okay.
So, only half creepy. It's only half naked. Got it.
How about you, Lane? What's the weirdest thing that Junae will do? And you would just want to stare at him while doing it.
It's weird that I already have 3 answers. That's enough.
At least I only have 1.
One would be watching him drink. Like, I don't even have to participate. Like, leave it up to you. You can bring Jinan. I think that Jinan probably
whiskey for the win.
Drunk pretty well. Second is him writing poetry. Wow. I think that's weirder, right? Like, he'll just be staring at, like, his paper.
But that would be lovely. Like,
it's cute.
Oh my gosh,
right?
It's a fic prompt.
Maybe I can write as well. Para naman di sayang yung time ko. Yeah. I'll also
pero
write my well-delayed fix.
Feeling ko hindi makakapagsulat si Dane. I
can, like,
feel
inspiration
it.
Right there. So, I don't know. Well, we'll never know.
Feeling
we'll
ko ipoconsume lang niya yung ano, mag-enjoy lang siya, like, visually. There's this inspiration in front of her and that's it. Yeah. She doesn't need to do anything else but to stare at the inspiration.
Yeah. And the third one is, oh my gosh, I think I actually have 4.
May top 3 siya, guys.
It's a tie between watching him play his guitar and play his songs for an inuman sa kanto. Guys, kidding!
Yung vlog nila ni Bobby, actually. It was so funny because I think I have a tweet about it na parang, ito po yung dalawang tambay sa kanto sa tindahan ni Aling Nana. Yung isa, tambay pero mayaman. Yung isa, tambay pero maraming chicks.
So, like, can you imagine them, like, singing, like, Eraserheads, you know? Like,
I know!
Ligaya or whatever. Like,
Or huling El Bimbo.
Yeah, diba? Or Sem Break. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was a dated reference, guys.
That was very dated reference. It was, but like, you know, 90s reference. The Eraserheads are like timeless. So, kids, get schooled on the E-heads.
Yes, E-heads are like gods.
Yeah, and so, there.
To that point.
Oh, no, sorry, I have one more. One more. It's watching Junae hang out with Bang Bang.
I thought all of this.
Don't cut it out. I worked so hard to think about my list. I'm so hurt.
But to that point, you mentioned the Junae playing his guitar.
Yeah.
So actually, that's just this year, right?
Yeah, he started on, I guess he learned how to use IGTV.
He
uploaded his songs.
Keep watching.
It's so cute because it's always just in his room and he looks like a regular boy who happens to have a very extraordinary voice and a cute smile. So,
but there was one particular song, right? In which he played his guitar and he wrote that song.
Yeah, Let's Go to Sapporo. And I might be translating that wrong.
And
something about Sapporo.
Is that it? The one about, quote-unquote, about Hanbin?
It might have been that one, or the one before. Yeah, it was one of the early ones. I can't remember exactly which one now.
But the translations would give you, like, the feels.
It has, like, similarities to the lyrics that Hanbin wrote previously or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So, alam niyo na, guys.
Yeah. I think that also merits a shout-out is sort of Junae's loyalty to Hanbin.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it was definitely this year, but
Junae's mutual respect to Hanbin.
Yeah, like, the way he unfollowed practically everyone, including YG, but, you know, still follows the other six boys. That was also another ray of hope for the fandom. So, that's great this year.
We have been mentioning, like, a lot of highlights, but on a personal level, as an iconic and as a fangirl, to be honest, we haven't fangirled this way, I mean, before, right?
Definite.
We have been XOLs.
Yeah.
And showals. We're still showals. Yeah. Pero hindi ganito, hindi sa ganitong level.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really so different from how we fangirled before.
Yeah.
So, on a personal note, what's your 2019 with Icon highlight?
Yeah. My personal highlight would definitely have to be finishing my book / novella and actually releasing it.
Yes.
And actually having people read it and kind of, you know, fellow Iconics give feedback. The support has been so great. And I say that it is a personal highlight. Like, outside of being an Iconic, it's a highlight of my year because writing a book is something that I've wanted to do for a very long time, and to actually have done it because I was very inspired by Icon, but also because I was really motivated by the support that I got from everything that I wrote. That was great. So, yeah, thank you for that highlight.
And she had a lot of inspiration from Junae.
Yeah, so I guess thanks, Junae. Reluctantly, she said, but yeah. Yeah.
Just in case you haven't read I Hate Junae Club, we will just post the link in the show notes. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, pal. Got to do that shameless plug. Thank you.
And at the same time, we have had a lot of fanfic prompts. Because PD Nim, Dane, and I have been writing ever since.
Yeah.
Kami lang talaga ni PD Nim yung wala nang drive magsulat. Kasi everything happens in our heads and we're happy that way. So, just in case you want to hear us, like, give fic prompts, listen to episode 7 and episode 8 of Connie's podcast. Seryoso. Masaya siya.
It's fun, yeah.
It's fun.
It's like a brainstorming session. So.
Yeah. And we haven't done that for a while. So
I know. That's
really
great.
Fun.
Yeah. So what about you, Pao? What is your personal iconic milestone / highlight of the year?
You all know, and we have talked about this in episode 6, that I collect merch.
Yes.
And I literally go crazy with merch. I would spend money for merch. So, ano siya, mahilig akong maghanap ng mura, pero mahilig din akong bumili ng mahal. To be honest. Yeah. But now, no, I don't only collect official merches.
Mm.
I actually started collecting dolls. Oh my gosh. So, I have 4 dolls. I think my first doll was the Ezra doll, which is also made by Nerdy Bin.
Which is so cute.
Yeah, it really looks like Dongyok.
Yeah.
And sobrang cute niya. With a tiny smiling eyes and
the earrings.
The earrings. and the blonde hair.
Yes.
And then the next doll that I have was the, oh, shout outs to Bring the Chaos for creating the NK by your side dolls. I got the Bobby doll. Yung Bobby doll niya may tattoo. Oh, cute. OMG. Yeah. And then the third doll is the Nerdy Bin. So yes. I was really lucky to get that because so far Nerdy Bin has not been in production since. Yeah. And then one of the GO shops here in the Philippines actually had an extra.
Yeah.
So I didn't. Yeah, sobrang lucky.
He was meant to go to you.
Majority of the dolls that I have are actually Thailand made. Mm-hmm. And shout outs to all the Thai doll makers. Sobrang lapit ng mga itsura ng mga dolls nila.
The attention to detail. Yeah. Really good.
From the eyes to the mouth.
Yeah.
And even the outfits and the tattoos. So, the last doll that I got this year would be the Bobby Babe, which I brought today. Yay. And I think I posted a tweet in which Bobby is with the microphone. The microphone that we use for our podcast. Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's my highlight. And I've had a lot of unofficial merches.
I know.
I didn't expect to have unofficial merches, to be honest. Kasi nga, mahal na mag-official merch, guys. I bought the summer kit of Bobby.
Oh, right. Yeah. I like unofficial merch, me being the not merch lady, but I always sort of enjoyed kind of looking at and buying unofficial merch just because it really shows the creativity of, like, Iconics. Mm-hmm. And they're more free to do, you know, creative stuff, I suppose, versus, like, stuff from YG that, you know, needs approval, etc. So it's always been, like, I love the stickers and the fan art. Shout out to Ina, who makes really cool merch designs. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she gave us, this is going to be another episode. She gave me, like, a card that has, like, the cover of I Hate June Clubs. Yeah, and then it has, like, my handle on it.
That.
Yeah, it's like, what do you call it? It's like a card that's like a beep card, but not.
PVC?
There.
Yeah, PVC card.
Yeah. Oh, to that point, shout out to Alex who made the artwork and the illustrations.
Yeah.
So this year, super cute. So PD Nim gave me like a frame of that image. And then Joe gave me like a felt version of it. So it's so cute. It's like merch for the book. I don't know. It's adorable. I'm super touched. So thanks, you guys.
Oh, and another highlight for my merch milestone would be the B1 photo book.
Right.
Yeah. Which PD Nim haven't seen yet.
Oh yeah, I haven't even seen it yet.
So
it's great.
Yeah, it looks great, and it was also very emotional for me because the last few fan site photos of Hanbin was there of B1 1022 Nim.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Really. And the paper quality was superb.
Yeah. Super professionally.
Yes.
Done. It's amazing. So I think overall, I mean, I know we were hit a lot this year, like, obviously, such rough news, but, you know, I think we can only look forward. The boys seem to be sort of looking forward and doing their best.
Yes.
I feel like we should, you know, support all seven of them in the ways that we are comfortable with.
And I think I should also say this, since you all know that there's going to be an upcoming comeback. Mm-hmm. Even when Icon is coming back as just six, let's support them. Let's support the boys. Because obviously, they're also supporting Hanbin in his battle. I'm saying this also to encourage others because a lot of people are hesitant or a lot of people are still unsure. But for me, I think as an Iconic, and as someone who really loves the group, you know, from the very beginning, let's support them because they have been working so hard. Yeah. And I think one of the joys that they have is seeing us Iconics enjoy their album, their MVs, and of course their performances. So let's support them when the comeback comes out.
That is also sort of what I would really like to do. But I mean, if I'm being honest and transparent, it is difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, when they started to become active, like, towards the end of this year, changing their hair colors, etc., like, you could smell a comeback coming. And honestly, my first reaction was, like, I'm happy for them, but it was so hard to sort of accept and think that they're having a comeback without Hanbin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I honestly feel that those feelings are valid. So, if you are unsure or uncomfortable, you know, how you're gonna take the next come back, that's fine as well. I mean, I think go through your feelings and your emotions. And if at the end of it, you are still willing to support all the boys, that would be the greatest outcome.
Yes, definitely.
But I suppose if you need a break or still time, need time to accept
understand.
It, like, sort of
we
take
support
your time.
You too.
Maybe what, in my opinion, is maybe not helpful would be to sort of go on all these kind of wars on Twitter and just kind of like dump on each other's sort of opinions and perspectives, etc. Like, I feel like we need to be a bit more respectful of how we all feel.
Yes.
And it's okay to sort of give your advice, but just to go out on sort of a lot of arguments. Like, I don't think that Icon would sort of want people fighting over them that way. So it's going to be a difficult time. I guess we can only hope for better things. And to that point, what are your wishes for Icon and Iconics in the new year?
So, like what I mentioned, same wish for Icon is, yeah, for them to be happy and for them to, like, have the same spirit that they had when pre-debut. I mean, the eagerness and also, you know, more rest, because I'm pretty sure they're so tired. I mean, touring in Japan and coming back in Korea and then doing side stuff like variety shows and guestings. I really hope that they get good rest also in 2020. For Iconics, it's very appropriate since today is Bobby's day.
Yeah.
Like, Iconics, you have to learn how to surf the waves. You can quote me on that. Icon Pick Fix 2019.
How about Bobby and Dongyo?
No, with me. Okay. With me and with Icon Fast Fiction. with Icon, definitely. Yeah. With Icon.
For me, pretty much the same as yours. Like, I want them to be happier. I want them to be only as busy as they want to be. Hopefully they're not busy or doing stuff because they're being forced to do them or because they're under contract and they need to do them. And also that they are still able to do what they love and that they continue to do the things they do, and they're musicians and artists because that's what they love doing.
Yes.
I also wish for their creative freedom and for their health. Of course. And for the strengthening of their brotherhood and friendship. And by that I mean, like, all seven of them.
Let's all do this for brotherhood.
Yeah.
So, again, we just want to wish Bobby a happy, happy birthday! And, of course, for everyone, Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
And we'll see you...
Happy New Year!
...in 2020 for our next episode of Connie's Podcast. Bye, guys!